All right. Oh, now he comes. All right. We will see you of Sheikh Bishnaim Gim Machaimis. Jesus Rashi. The Chot that they cut above and below. Makhla Shmita. And therefore the process of the question Rashi was, Ushayim asking Rashi that Tais has Rashi, which is not Roid Makim Echad, then if this is Roid Makim Echad, then it's kosher. If it's not Roid Makim Echad, then don't do Shechid Mufrazi, you don't have a Shechita, you don't have Roid Makim Echad. Sefer Teizlan didn't learn in Rashi. That's talking about there is Roid Makim Echad, but still, since the Ma'is is cut above and below, therefore, the problem that it's not Mirav HaRava, because you cut above and or below the Makim HaShechita. The other Ma'ak we said in the Magen Mishnah, Peter said by Truma, that Rashi holds that Loilam, there isn't a Roid Makim Echad. This is what all the Shem say. If Adam Cain, it's not Roid Makim Echad, so then what's the Hav Min Teretz? It's Mistarif, all the Chatichas, and then the Chiddush is, you don't need the Roid of the circumference. It's enough that like we said yesterday, since you might see Chiyas, even though you already cut that side of the simon, still you might see more chiyas. A melech mistarif. Sach hakol, you have a chaticha of roid of the simon. That's the other second mark we had. That's Rashi. Now, b'das in shitas hatayisvus b'das Rashi. So it's for sure. For sure, brings down a pile of hay. It brings down like this. What's it brings down from the Rekech? Shech HaChuma, Yom HaShleima. I said, in the Pam Shein, let's say, so, we're going in Meshitas Tais and Rashi. So we had also Machlaikis. Is it talking about Yishechted first the Roiv or Yishechted first the Miyat? That we discussed yesterday. The Rosh says it's talking about Dafki Yishechted and Miyat, but otherwise it's already kosher. Right? The Azrua. Well, Mashmi and Yishechted Roiv first. Back upon him. And we discussed this yesterday. Now, so the Tvorashar discussed, he's going, they shechted the Miyat first. He said, what if you shechted the Miyat first, and then instead of shechting Raiv, you shechted the whole sin. You shechted the whole sin. Now, when the Pam Shein, you chad the Kol HaSimin, have Mufras, L'chul Alma. So even though, by the fact that he caught above the Makom Shechita, so now, you lost attention of the simon, because the fact it's connected above and below, conservative, above it is a cut. So meila, so now that subsider, so that the shechita of roiv is not going to help. But if you cut through the whole simon, so that's going to separate the simon, and that avada is mefras. So the way the Tvorashar has the case is in instead of shechting Raiv, after you cut the miyut, you have below or above, so then you shech the whole thing. So even that, and this is the chayr, it's not a kasha l'chayr b'chal, the shechit is bothered. Now why don't we say that when you hit Raiv, it's not mafras. When you hit Raiv, it's not mafras. Again, you started cutting a little bit, yeah? Miyut. Okay, so that's gonna make, when you get cut now, Roiv, it's not Mufras. Right? So Meila, Zeo should be possible. What does it help to, once you cut, when you get to the point of Roiv, it's very possible. So what does it help to Mamshach, to Machshir? So that Nishkefaraloch, you say, they say it's one Maisa, since Mamma's one Maisa Shechita, so then that's easier, it's easy to answer. I mean, you know, it is Ara, right? But you can say, okay, fine, it's one Maisa Shechita, so Meila, it's considered Mefras. Shaila is, what about if you did it in it wasn't one Maisa Shechita? Yeah. What if you I think it's a dig in Lashon and Sefer Truma that even let's say you did Miyad, then you did Raiv, and then you did Kulay. Yeah. You did Miyad, then you did Raiv, then you did Kulay. So Duk Tzach Mir, it's Mashmoyes, it seems to me, Moshe didn't wake up. It seems to me, that the Sefer Truma was even talking about that case. Because he writes, Ashek Mashnaim Shosh Mekayimis, Rav Mekshesh Mavam, you know, Shrit Mefras, Mefuras, Veleka, Shem Bez Ashkit, Mirvach Rava, he seems to be going with Tarsus, Tarsus and Stanley and Rashi, with Shem Bez Ashkit, Mirvach Rava, that's Tarsus, right? Because it's caught in a bunch of places. What does he say again? Avol ima simonim chatuchim kulan l'kul al makshera af al pi shem chatuchim gam b'mokem acher iruban gam b'mokem acher iruban imyutan shechatuchim gam rinikret nikibetay. He's saying very clearly the situation over here where you're cutting a kulay even though it's cut b'mokem acher. It doesn't just stop right there, it's kap makimacher. It's kap makimacher, iruban, imiutan. That means, now, when he says iruban, he obviously doesn't mean, yeah, that you, all that was shecht of makimacher was roiv, because then it was a good shechita. Right? Elmai means that it was shechted, like he said before, it's shechted in a bunch of places. Yeah, chotach b'har b'makimis. Yeah. And in these harav mekaymis, before you shechted it kulay, in these harav mekaymis, one of the harav mekaymis was already ruban and muta, right? It means it was a miyut. Then you did a roiv, yeah. Okay, and now that roiv is not mefras, and then you went ahead and cut the whole thing, yeah. And still, the Sefer Truma is saying that it's kosher. So it's not just like the way Tvor Shara quotes it, that you shechted a miyut and then you shechted the whole thing. It's okay. So if you would have stopped at the roiv, it would have been a problem. Now that you continued, it's mefaras because he severed the connection on gami, and they're not connected b'chal. So obviously you can melt. It's mefaras. Yeah. And then we added. Okay. That even though if you would have stopped at the roi, it would have been a problem. But now it's one ma'at shechita, it's ma'at. But here you see more than that. Here you see, even though there was a situation where it was actually not mefaras, yeah, because it was already shechted roi in the oifin where.
What?
Say it exactly. You didn't know
machmacher. It's not mefaras.
It wasn't the Furaz. It was a situation where it wasn't the Furaz. And now you're making the Furaz. Right? So I'm saying it's much worse in the case of Shuvah Shar. You're not just doing one Maisa, which if you would have stopped in the middle, but now it's one Maisa. You say that you made it, that it's the Furaz. Over here, it was already a situation where it wasn't the Furaz. And still we're saying that you can makshir. So in other words, So he did a big chiddush, but I think along the lines of what we were saying yesterday, maybe, that since Saif Kol Saif, you're being Isaac still in taking out Chiyus from the Simanim, so you know, even though, here's a big chiddush, yeah, because even though Shef did Roiv already, so we're saying that, yeah, the huge chiddush, yeah, even though Shef did Roiv already, in Eifin where it wasn't for us, and then, now you're coming, and you're shechting weiter. So, obviously, without, there's no Shehiyah, yeah? Without Shehiyah, Moshe, yeah, there's no Shehiyah over here. Mela, oh, but the child is, it's still considered Shechita. What? He's discussing the Matzias of Taisus. The problem in the sugya that is not Mefaras is because it's not Merivach Ravach. Okay? Taisus is talking about a very simple case. Okay? You shechted on top. Okay? And then you shechted Roy. Right? So now when you shechted Roy, it sticks together. It doesn't open up. That's all. That's the case. Okay? Now he's saying, what happens if after I did that, then I went in another place and I just chopped the whole thing off? So now it's Mefaraz. Question is, do we say that it was already Nifsal by the fact that it wasn't Mefaraz then? But it wasn't Mefaraz then. Say it, but it was very possible. How you machshir it? I mean, Taisus spoke up a Farish, yeah? Taisus spoke up a Farish. No one understands Taisus, okay? But this idea that once it was Nifsal, in Oifin that it wasn't Mefaraz, you can't be misakin it, that we see in Taisus, right? The idea, where do I see that in Taisus? Let's just jump ahead for a second, okay? Taisus has a kash. He brought down Rashi, he explained Rashi, fine. Yeah. Oh, v'chiparich. Yeah. Difficult taisus, but Gabi, this nakuda, that much we could take out of taisus. The taisus would definitely disagree with this sefer truma. Not only doesn't talk about it, but he would definitely disagree. Not necessarily in the case where Tvorshar says it, because there's one maisa. But in my case, when I'm being medayik in the sefer truma, taisus isn't going to argue. That's not a question. Why? What does taisus say?
That both of them, each of them shechted, right? And for some reason, that's not going to be mefaras anymore, right? Now, everyone goes crazy with this taisus. No one understands the taisus. Ram, and then after him, yeah? I mean, Shash tries to explain, I have no idea what he's talking about. If anyone can explain to me, you know, whatever. But the Maram asked, the obvious kasha, which a number of Bachram asked also, now who cares if both of them are shechting, each one is shechting right, Saif Kol Saif, it's not Mefaras. You have two parts of the simon that are shechting right, Saif Kol Saif, each one is not Mefaras, because there's no connection between the top of its shechita or the bottom of its shechita with the rest of the simon. It's not Mefaras. And what you said is totally wrong, because the Hemshchol Taisus, yeah. Even if the Metzias was like that, because he said, yeah. What does they say? So Taisus, okay. So we don't understand why that, but we'll give Taisus that, right? For some reason, Taisus assumes that would be Mefaras. Okay, Sisrei Tayr, we don't know. Maybe it's a Gemach. I don't know. We don't know. Okay, Achmach, I don't know. Fine. But what does Taisus answer? Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Zok Taisvis, the Mechom Malkim, Kadam Echad, the Shachad Roiv, when one of them, They're not so coordinated. They did exactly the same. So one of them finished first. When he got to the roiv, the other guy hadn't gotten to the roiv yet. Yeah. V'chaver lo shochar adayin elamiyut ena meforas v'nifsela v'chivan de kfar nifsela shlomo suloi hodr miskashish gam chaver gam aroiv. It's clear in Taisus that even if they weren't coordinated. And one guy finished the ride first, and then the other guy finished the ride, it's still going to be possible. Okay? Thank you. What's the problem? So even though Batsim, it should become kosher, no, but it already became possible. In other words, the top guy got to the ride, at that point, the second guy is also shechting, right? At that point, the top one is not before us. How it becomes for us afterwards, we don't know, but at that point, it's not before us. So Taisus, even though it's going to become a fras afterwards, it was already nifsal. So we see in Taisus that once you shech the roiv and it was nifsal, it doesn't help to be misak in the mefras. That's very clear in Taisus. Okay? So that means that in my case of the Sefer Truma, where you shech the meat, then you shech the roiv, and then you shech the kula. Yeah? About the Taisus is going to disagree. Okay, Taisus is for sure going to argue on Zeva Truman on this case. Taisus says once it was nifsal, once it's not mefras, it's possible, and Meli can't fix it up. Zeva Truman is saying they could fix it up.
Would you quote
Mer Bar Bava?
Does that mean that like
it's not Mer Bar Bava? Now it's separate
from the Gan. Yeah. Right. Is it like Mer Bar Bava for itself,
or for the previous shita, for the rov? No, it's not match the previous shita.
It's its own, the
rov is not Mirav Rava. It's Mirav Rava, because now it's separated Lagamri. Hashem. Yeah. Okay. So to explain the Sefer Truma, we can say one of two things. Either we could say, like I started saying before, that Saif Kasaif, since you're being made see more chiyas, even though rov was shechted, yeah, command the manuch of the kula, you could say, yeah. But since Saikasai you might see more chiyas, Amela it's still considered shchita. Amela you can fix it up. That's what one thing you could say. The other thing I was thinking is maybe the lack of mefras is not a psul. Now the five psul is shchita. Mefras is not one of them. Yeah, last I checked. Yeah, mefras is not one of them. But Elamai, pshat is that it's not shechita. It's not the pshat that it's a psul. Chet shochet, we didn't have pasuk. You need chet shochet. It has to be clear cut, as they say. No pun intended, yeah? So Meila, it's missing in the shechita. So Meila, but it's not pshat, it's a psul. Because you don't have shechita. So Meila, if afterwards I do have Shechita, so Meila, I can fix it up. And then now I have a Shechita. But if it's a psul, okay, so if it became possible, what can you do? You can't be matched. Once it's in a veil, it's in a veil. Pshat is that it's not pshat, it's a psul. It's just that it's like, you know, the like by grama maybe, like, you know, when they see the base later in a minute, the emerged by grama, that by Shachat Shlish, right? We say it's kosher because when it was Raiv, it was by Grama. The Grama is not a Shechita B'chal. A Grama is not, the soul of a Grama is that it's not a Shechita B'chal. So, Mela, if Lu the HaGrama, I have a Raiv, I'm saying this, so it's kosher going to have Andiyama. Right? So, I'm saying it could be a Mefras, it's not the lack of Mefras is not a psul, it's missing in shechita. So meila can zayin, I can mash them in afterwards. That's the other thing I was thinking. The Meis Halevi in the Sefer Truma. What? Okay, I'm trying to explain Sefer Truma. Sefer Truma is not mashubah than a tziv.
It's not
treated
because all part of myself.
What?
It's not a treifa because. Well,
I'm still the guy who's going to shechita. No, I'm still the guy who's going to shechita.
Well, you were never, in the beginning, you wasn't even a shechita. We're
just
saying, it was at the beginning,
there's a mefras. Look, just like we said that we answered for the Rosh. He shechted the meat of the veshets. He made a tray for right. So how could you my name that you don't even how could you write the Rosh afterwards? So he's saying he's still the guy's been shechted. Still the guy's been shechted.
Even though it's not a shechita.
Again, that we saw in the Rosh.
I know, but I didn't realize this is more. It's just it's not a shechita b'chol.
Saying at least the Rosh, even though you just shechmiyot, but we're saying it's all shechita because you take out the chiyas with shechita. So over here, it could be still ma'aser shechita. It's just not. It's not enough shechita. It's not. I'm trying to think that they're not good. It's not a kosher shechita.
It's
like. What? No, it's not a psul. It's not a kosher shechita. It's not a psul shechita. It's not a psul, just that you don't have kosher shechita. In order to kosher shechita, it has to be in France.
Okay,
you don't have kosher shechita.
Is it shechita?
You might say, you're taking out the chiz, which is my shechita. My shechita is,
but it's not a shechita.
Sheva
is
shechita. It's not makshe. It's not makshe. It needs mefras. In order to be kosher, it needs mefras.
I think it's a psul.
No, it's not a psul. It's not a psul and shechita. It's just it's a lack of kashrus. If you left it with that, it'll be nevela. If it dies like that, then it's nevela. Didn't have a kashrus shechita. Didn't have a hechshir shechita. So that's what you could say. Now, this impact on the machlokes between the Beis Halevi and the Imam Moshe. With the Rish Yosef as well. The Rish Yosef, the Beis Halevi, the Rish Yosef on the Beis, on the next sugya, says what happens if you have, let's say, the Shultis. Argument says in Sittaisia, the Shultis learns that it's talking about that Shnayim Shlosh Mekayim is talking about in the circumference of the Siman. But together it's a rav, you don't have rav in one place, in one cut. Right? That's the shayla, whether or not does that work. That's machlokes is whether or not that's kosher. Question is, let's say you did that. And then you went and connected the dots, or you disconnected the dots. Then you went ahead and you cut it more. First you did it in three places, 20%, 20%, 20%, and then you went and finished it off. And then you shechted it that is right in one place. Is that working now? So the Rosh Yosef says that it works. And the Beis Halevi has a vikuach with the Moshe about this. The Beis Halevi wants to say it doesn't work. He's medamit, what the Shach says, that even if Shachat, Higrim B'Shachat, is kosher. I think we had the Shach once, I believe. But if you, again, Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shachat Shlish is kosher. The first Shlish and last Shlish can be tzara to make a Shechita. You know the gram in the middle. But if it was Shachat Shlish, V'Darat Shlish, V'Shachat Shlish, then it's a problem. Yeah? Because when you got to the right, it was b'psul. So meila, it's possible. It doesn't help you to mashlim afterwards. What? What? Agrom is not. It's not a makom shechita b'chal. Agrom is not a
makom.
Agrom is better because it's not a makom shechita. It's better because it's worse. It's better because it's not a makom shechita b'chal. So meila, and like we were saying before, I didn't do shechita. Yeah, I didn't do shechita. So meila, I could do shechita with the rest. Yeah, so the Beis Halevi came just like dross is a problem with the shot. So too, if by doing it he shecht the three places around. Yeah? So now, you shecht the roiv. Yeah? You did shecht roiv of the simon. Bipsol. Yeah, bipsol, because it's not mufras. So mamela doesn't help to fix it up. Just like it doesn't, if you did shlish, shachat shlish, vidarat shlish, v'shachat shlish, doesn't help. So too, basically what you're doing over here is, why? Because when he got to the roiv, yeah, it was bipsol. So mamela over here also, since it was bipsol, it wasn't mufras, so too, by in our case. Yeah. What? Yes. Exactly what you're saying. Okay? So now that the Tvoshar disagrees. See, it's interesting. The Imam Moshe disagrees. And it's interesting. It seems that the way Kish tells Avek his Bekuach, I would have said it differently. Kish tells Avek, he seems to understand the Beis Halevi, and this Rabbi Abram took very strong issue with, that he understands the Beis Halevi, maybe. This is not from the base of Levi, that the Levi is machalik between drasa and hagrama. The understanding the psul is in that spot. In the spot of the roiv, so that's the problem. That's why Bagram you don't have that. The Rambam says, what do you mean? It's a psul no shchita. So meila, in other words, if you did drasa, yeah, not because you did drasa punk in the roiv, you did drasa, you did any drasa anywhere is a psul no shchita. The reason why it doesn't help to mashlim, yeah, it's not because when you hit the 51%, it was resolved, yeah. I merely can't fix up because it's ready command the manch b'dikula. It's on the shelf already because the roiv was done, yeah. Amela, he says Meli's medama who adin legabe when it's mefras by roiv. He's saying by dross of chayes it's absol. It's absol the whole shchita. Yeah, the psalm of Shita. So this is what everyone's saying. What's happening? We had the Gemara that said that by Yeshet Chil Vatzay. The Gemara says by Paraduma it's Kalka B'Shita as if you didn't check. Yeah, the Gemara says, I'm afraid the whole Shita is not a Shita. Right. So that's what everyone's saying. It's Pasha that about the psalm of the whole Shita. The Chayr is not sad to say that you're just passing that part. Now, if that part happens to be by the roiv, that's why it's possible. Yeah, any psul is a psul neshchit. It's not a psul in that part. But upon him, so there it's not. There's just not shchit b'chal. There's not shchit b'chal. It's not a psul. It's not shchit b'chal. That's shabbos being machal. Either way, shabbos being machal. There's not a shchit. Right. Okay, but. Linyaneinu, yeah. So we have a question, okay? The Chayim threw out a question over here. What's it then if you lefid shiltas you did shnayim shalosh mekaymes, which together was right, and it was not mefrat. Question: what can you fix it up? Right? The Chayra, that's a machlekes between Taisers and the Sefer Truma. Like, I don't know. No one, you know, the Chayr is a Ferish Machlaik, Tarsus and Sefer Truma. No one brings this down. yeah, in the Shaila. That's mamish the Shaila. The way we saw Taisers, yeah, that if you shechted right, two people shechting. So even though once the second guy finishes right, for some magical reason, it's going to be kosher. You know, he waves his magic wand, now it's kosher. Everything's good. Yeah, but since when the first guy shechted right, it wasn't mufras, so therefore he can't be machsherit. Because he already became bustle. Being mufras is a psul, yeah? Being mufras, not being mufras, is a psul, it passels, and he can't fix it up. Just like Joseph can't fix up. Any psul sheet that he can't fix up. Once it's bustle, it's bustle. And we still don't say Vichuma, not like that. So Vichuma, Kamat Lehedi said that if it was shechted right in an oifin that wasn't mafras and it was pasul, there he says it helps now to go ahead and cut the whole simon and now it's mafras, right? So whatever it has, see, even the pshat is saying that machlokes is whether it's a psul or not, yeah? But George doesn't like it over here. Or we could say in China say Vichuma that the shechita is not finished yet. So because you still the whole time Isaac in Hatzah Shechias, so Meila is not Meila. Just like we saw in the Rosh, you know, you made it a treifa, yeah. But since it's you know, you Isaac in Hatzah Shechias, but Simanim, it's all considered one shechita. And we don't say that the fact that the treifa it becomes a treifa in the middle. Yeah, it's all part of the it's all part of the shechita. So there also, we could say that since he's still being ayis against haschias, here's more of a chiddush. Yeah, because here it's already roiv shechting. But just like, yeah, right. Just like you know, we say the Firashi lechumra. Yeah, that the shaykh in the mid basra. Shaykh Psul, because it's still part of Shechita. You can say it, maybe even a Kula. Even though you shech the drive, Sayf Kasayf, you're still being Isaac in Shechita. So Meila, just like Mid Maska Pasel, Pirashi, Ken Zayn, Sayf Juma is saying that since it's still Shechita, you're still being Isaac in Shechita, it could be Maksha. It could be Maksha. We don't say that it became Pasel. Which again, huge chiddush. Back upon the Vinishvi, the Chayra, the same Machlaikis, Taisis, and Sefer Chumah will be the Vinishiltis if you cut it three places and then you connect the dots. Now the Chayra should be totally in the same Mishael. Okay, so Taisis right there. Oh. So that's Rashi. Meshiltis Rav Achai going. Mefarish Beisgul Mekaymis going. She call that Isa and Mekaymis Behekiv Shal Simit. She going. She chatach Sav Vesaviv. Kan mad. With the Bas Achas. Bekano. Kiyaitz Rebbe Veshet. Meilu Ben Akol. Yesh Roy. So that's a Shaila. But it's not in one place. Meilu. It's not Mefras. It's not, you know, one straight Shechita. You see the whole Shechita. It's you have to add it up. So that's a machlokes. Oy perish b'shul this nocha knesh. And not only if it's on the same level, even if it's shafil chotach miyad akon lemala letzara or v'chaz v'shach miyad lemata letzara achar zeh shalay kenegin zeh l'ksheira kivin the ben akol yesh roi. So she goes on to say not only if it's on the same level. But even if it's lower or higher, and again, it's the same idea. It's all in the circumference of the simen, but they're not in the same level. Still, it's mitznarif. Human benakol yesh right. Even if it's not in the same level. Now this chiddush of Taisvis, the shultis that the rimul nil. Over here in the sugya, argues with Farish. The Rimul Nil.
Rima O'Neill says, Shechem Shnayim Hayu Mekayim Zeh Keneged Zeh Mekanu Bashet. Maybe just one second. Why Marish Yishchad Achas Lamayla B'Tabas HaGedarila Achas Lamayla Shnayim Shlesh L'Chul Yoyis B'Tabas HaGedarila Ashlish Yis Samach L'Chazon B'Chi Agav L'Limit Starf L'Roy Kimen Sh'Ein Zeh Keneged Zeh. I'll give myself one second. A brusha shachat b'shnayim agil makaynis ze keneged ze bekana. It sounds like in the Rimonil that won't work. It's not 100% mefarish, but that's the mashmaris. Oh, so the rush over here, simadal from yesterday. Rush, when he says this. It brings down this idea of the shoulders. Zok the Rosh. Yesh Leimar. Mishildis, Rabbi Chaim. Mefarad b'shnayim shalosh mekaymes. Gan shkola ois mekayma is vekeifa shel semin tabas achas. Agiret b'bash. Gan shabashah shashokan nefach. Hasimin chota kamad mekuli keruba. Baha de parich mishnayin etc. Oy kaz b'shul. Sorry. Hafil chota kamad hasim lamala mitzara or. V'chaz b'chota chmiut lamata mitzara achar. Zeh shaloi keneged zeh. Even though it's not keneged each other, not opposite each other. The ksheira. Kim the ben akol yesh roi. V'chei mistaber says the Rosh. The Rosh says it's mistaber. Why? What do I care? All I need is that the chiyas should go out. Again, there's no problem for us. Then all you need is that the chiyas of the simen should go out with roiv of the cutting of the simen. So meila, if it's mitzar, no difference if it's on the same level or not on the same level. So here, Kveig is interesting. He takes issue with the Rosh. What's Rosh saying? The Stavr, like he's, you know, I'm saying the Svar. L'chayr says Kveig. L'chayr is Mefurish in the Gemara. L'chayr is Mefurish in the Gemara, like Kveig. What's the Raya from the Gemara? The Rosh Kosev along, the Stavr came. Like the second thing in the show is. Koshali, Mefurish came to Sugya, says Kveig. So the Rav, the beginning, because according to the Rav, the Chayyim Rav Shmuel, the beginning of the is Kasha, yeah. And then the Gemara has a Kasha from Shnayim Meiches and Besakin, yeah. That what? To Echol Malo, Echol Mata, Shchlas Ksheir. Vamai, I according to Shmuel Ksheir, yeah. So what does the Gemara say? To me, according to Rav, what's the case? Kubigol Shechting. It's not Mefras. Why is not Mefras? It's not Mefras. Two Bosheh is not Mefras. Yeah? Then it says, Echad, what does it say? Echel Ma'al v'Echel Mata. What's Echel Ma'al v'Echel Mata? Gemara Sakash after. Gemara gave an answer. Yeah, Besakin Echel, Shnei B'nei Odom. Gemara Sakashim, Ken, Yehok, Yehani. Yeah. So I'm saying, according to Rav, what does Echol Ma'al v'Echol Mata mean? Two people shechting with two knives, right? Two people shechting with two knives. What's Echol Ma'al v'Echol Mata? What?
One's high,
one's lower. So, the male, according to the Shultis, the Ferish Gemara. What the Shultis says, that it's Mitznarev, not only if it's on the same level, it's also Mitznarev. If it's on different levels of the simon, says the Kveg is a Ferish Gemara. Because the way Rab is going to learn Rabbi Lazar, yeah, that the two people are shechting with two different knives, echel amayel v'echel amata, and that's the case of at Namafras. What?
bond here with Matsu. And he asked this question to you with Matsu. The
Malamat
can refer to
the
one side
and
the other side.
I was just going to say that maybe we don't have Kveger to answer the Rosh. The Lamat means haray, the Lamala means the front of the Simon, and Lamat because you know they shechted, right? The animal's head is back, yeah. So the shech for the top and go down. Yeah. So it could be lamala means it's on the same level on the con, it's on the same level. The one's above, one's below, meaning that not necessarily above and below when the con is standing up, but
how is there no problem with halal if you have to?
What? That's not my question. On the sheet, the shilters. Okay? Say it. I forgot you said Rabban says that? Rabban says that? Sure. Here's Rabban. Rabban says, when he talks about where? What? Nachman. Ashmat Efurisha. The mom said, upon him, I had a half a simile. Cosin, you're welcome, Echad. Depper is Nochen Borra, but oil a kagin. I'm sure he has come over here. Nochen Borra, but oil a kagin. Oh, Bahad the Kaiser of Lazar, Schneim, Arthur, and Sakin. Echam 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 Umata b'tzida yasam l'chayir. Okay, fine. So man says that l'malamata taka means, like I was just thinking, but I guess I in mind that their man says it. That's probably what got it in my head. That may l'malamata means when the simen is lying flat, the part that's towards the face and the part that's towards the back. Okay, akapanim v'inishvi. That's the shita of the shultis.
The shultis says it. Why does the Rosh says mistabe? The Shildas does say it.
Why is the Shildas need the Rosh Hashanah?
He says it. It's like
he's saying Mistabit as well. He's saying Mistabit that it should be true. He's agreeing to him. He's saying that. And since he's explaining it, since the Chiz is going out with the Chatichas, Reb and Simin, what do I care? That should be in the same level. What? Who? I guess. Why not? He likes it. He's saying Mistabit. He says Mistabit is only Pasto, you know? Okay. Oh, that's the second shot that we have in the sugya, according to Tysus. We already have a third shot because we have Rashi, the other version of Rashi. Where Melchanan Pirish basically Mokayim is going Rei Vakana Lamala Rei Vaveshi Lamata with Pirush Lamishkacha Shloishim Mokayim. According to him, we're not talking about the same siman. We're talking about. When they're talking about two different siman. But the Shilta says that in that one siman you're shechting around, yeah? Or around, also a hot lamala mata. The Melchanan learns, no, don't mean you're shechting two simanim, each one separately. And the point is, you're not shechting the two simanim on the same level. Shechting one siman in one place, and shechting the other siman lower or higher. That's a shah, it's not mifras, because not mitzad the each sim by itself, it's not mifras. Mitzad the fact that the two siman together is not one clean cut that goes through both of them on the same level. So it could be the Bechal, maybe August and the Shultz, right? The Shultz says that it's on the same similar. Maybe the Bechal holds that maybe Kampman Starev. Maybe Kampman Starev. It's one. So Akapanim, that's it. Oh, so Taisus.
Kafiyim, it's a little funny. Why I say Beis Gemukaim is only Shai Tumukaim. The point is the Kan Neveshet. Kan Neveshet are cut from different places. So Meila, it's not Beis Gemukaim. It's Beis Mukaim, by definition. Okay. Gemara has the Kasha from Reb Lozer. Shnayim, Oichsim is Sakin. Gemara thought it was two Sakin, Vishaychim. Filech Lamal, Vech Lamata, Shkazasim Gesheir. Amai, Allah Kashrit Mufaras. You see, you don't need Mufaras. Yeah, says Taisvis. Maser Blazer, Shnayim Mach Vesakim, Vishaychim. Mufirish, Ben Hanano. La Shiltis, Leboy Lishnui, the Hocha Kashashachar Echad Arayiv. There's a coin to Menachanan on the Shultis, right? It doesn't say over here what each one did, right? So, Menachanan is Bishlam according to Rashi. Bishlam according to Rashi, as I said before, doesn't help you that one of them Meshach is right. Right? It's still it's not a mirvach. Why is Taiz only asking on the Shultis? Taiz asks Kasha. Why don't we say the Pirshur Ben Chana Ben Shultis? He's bothered. Why isn't it? Why isn't my answer? It's talking about one of Shech did right. What? Because so I'm just speaking out. Right? Everyone looking at me like I don't know what. No, Taiz just told me. First, I had a riches in Rashi that Dafka we talking about this Bryce even that even if one shech did right, even if one of them shech did right, it's not going to help because it's not Merivah Rabbah. And even if Tais holds that if they would do it, both of them would shech, it would be okay to say it, but that's Tais' answer. Like, if you're Rashi, there's no option of being machshir, two people shechting. Yeah, and one of them is shechting roy because it's still a problem. That's not mirbach rava. There's no havamina of a kasha. But fee the shiltis. And the whole problem is you don't have shechid makim echad. Yeah. Well, if you're mechanan, same thing. You know, both simanim in the same place. So you could have said the one guy two people are shechting, one of them. Shech did right. The taste is simple. You know, it's mashma that the shechit has been done on the shnei. There's not that one doesn't passel. Shnei barach is mesachin. Echol ma'ala, echol ma'ata. Losa ksheira. Meaning, the Gemara understood, it's kosher aidei shnei. Not that it's kosher even though you have shnei. That the fact that it's two doesn't passel. But adarab, it's kosher ayidei shnei. The meila, you can't tell me one shechted right, and that's why it's kosher. According to shoulders, it's true. It's kosher that one shechted right would be kosher, but it's not matter that that's what the Bais is talking about. Says the Gemara Vayiter, I'm the Rabba. That's one more answer. I'm a Rimi, a Mishnah saying that we're besnaken echad, Mishnei bnei yadav. Look, Rashi. Sakin echad, my echad lamal vechad lamata. The nakat, the nakti, sakina belachsa. So, what's echad lamal vechad lamata? If we're talking about they're holding one knife and shechting together, so we're with lamal lamata. They're shechting. If each one's shechting, okay, one shechting higher, one shechting lower. But if they're shechting together, what's echad lamal? So, Rashi says that the alma is shechting, but they're shechting on an angle. A meila, like Gemara says later, that. That's okay, and that what's echlamalo. I mean, that's good for chiddush. That balach sign is okay. It's part of it, whatever. That's the chiddush of echlamalo. The balach is okay. So says Gemara, what?
How does that work? Is it, so the knife is like both holding it here and there.
No, one's holding the handle, the one's holding the blade.
On the other side.
Huh?
Another side.
Yeah.
Probably that itself, one
of them
is diagonal, and then it's
the
mouth, one's on the bottom, and
then
one's on the top.
I
mean, it's
going to
actual life.
See, the night. Why? If you're shechting straight, it's not about some.
Meaning the
stem
and knife, the top and the bottom of the knife.
Which is the top, which is the bottom? The handle, which is the top, which is the bottom?
I'm asking you. Whichever one it is, one's on
the
top.
Handle's
the
bottom.
Why? If you hold it, well, why? If I'm holding, cutting straight, why is one on the top, one's the bottom? One's the handle, one's the blade. Why is the handle, blade, one of them top, one bottom?
Because it's not physically standing up.
It's doing it straight. If it's not balaxon, Then, by definition, in fact, one's holding the handle, one's holding the blade, it doesn't make it top and bottom, no?
This is the bottom, this is the
top. Which is the bottom, which is the top?
I'm sorry, I
don't see where the knife is. You know? I see. This is the bottom, this is the top, okay, now I know.
No, here's the
knife. That's a knife, okay.
Bottom.
The top.
I mean, they're both holding the handle, let's say. One's holding the bottom of the handle, one's on the top of the handle.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, what's the chiddush in that, though? Why is that extra chiddush? Maybe it's a chiddush, maybe. That's not a problem with mefras, maybe. Ashad of the manom that mefras is not a problem, what's the chiddush? No, we're going now, and mefras is a problem, right? We brought a raya that mefras is not a problem, right? I'm showing me now answer that is a problem. So outside that's a problem, yeah. It's a chiddush that the agnel is not a problem. The Gemara is going to say later.
There's
all one right? It's like the chiddush that is not a problem. The Gemara is telling us later. You could have said that it's not mefras because it's not straight.
It's all one particular.
Yes. What? Tov, I know what I said. Oh, says Gemara, Amalei Rav Abba, Yochi, Hayin Tani Allah, Ein Chay Shem Yitfritzu Zeh Al Zeh. Yam Mishlam Mishdei Sakinim, Shnei Bnei Yod Mishapir. He has a Chiddush here, they were not Chay Shem Yitfritzu Zeh Al Zeh. There's going to be a problem with the Shechita. It says, Treifa, Chayin was bothered, what's Treifa? It says, Shechita, Veila, okay. Yeah, that what? What's a Chashash? Mal Yisema, Lechus Dilman Samchei Adadi, Pailos Lamev Ruba, Pailos Lamev Ruba, Kamash Malon, Nein Choshin, Eliam Besak and Echad, Achaz, Shneem Yodam, Hein Choshin, Yitfu, Zelze, Shem Yidreisu, Zelze, by the way, says Rashi. No Rashi. Right? So what's the problem? If they're shechting two different places, you might say, Each one figures the other one's going to arrive, and then that's the chiddush over here. What if they're holding together? So they're shechting together. There's no chash. They're shechting together. They're going to arrive. Shemar says, "What's the chash? Ella, I'm like Rabbi and Tani, Tani and Chayish and Shema Yidrei. So Zelze, is Rashi and Teich. Is that Meishel Khan? Zel Khan, which name Beichim, Sak and Al Tzavar, Ishlochish Le Tizu Arayish Masachas. A little bit extreme over there that to say that I was going to chop the head off because people holding it. Here, maybe just you don't need, like, you know, chop the head off, but Rashi is a little bit extreme over here that chopping the head off. But the point is, if people are shechting, then there's more of a shash maybe that they'll do drasa. So Tari speaks out over here. Dilma Samchi Hadadi, Vlayavdi Ruba. Spiritual countries. Kol Echad, Vlayishchad Raiv. Vlayishchad Shiltis, Menchneim Layasi Raiv. So Tosfos points out in the Chashash, what would be a Chashash lefi Rav? That mefras is not a problem. What is the Chashash? That they'll be saimach. They're not going to do right. So according to Rashi, the Chashash is that each one kol echol yishchay right. According to Shiltis, according to Rashi, we're not being mitzdarif. According to Tosfos' version of Rashi, the Shnayim Gilim Mekaymis, we're not being mitzdarif. The Shnayim Gilim Mekaymis. That's a mishachting right. Elamai, even shechting right, but Tais explains, still it's not Merivach Rabach. That's the problem. Yeah? So therefore, if there's a chash over here, that the inakla shef tribe, chat is that each one will be signed on the other one, and the inakla shef tribe. According to Shiltis, what does Shnayim Gimel Kaimis mean? That it's a tzirif of a Shnayim Gimel Kaimis. So if we copy and paste that, legabe, two people, then what are two people doing, the way Rav's learning the Braisa? Two people doing that, he's shechting and he's shechting there together, they're shechting right, so there's a chiddush that you're not chayishish, that is not going to be right, that's not going to be right in the tzirah, not each one by himself. Zam and Pashim Shat in the Chazim of Gemara. Says Gemara Vayter. Moser Vadim, what?
The reason
carry on this, I'll go to Gabby's not here. Moser Rabin. What you meant before that? Well, what's Shita Rambam over here? They had all the Shitas. What's Shita Rambam? What's Rambam hold over here? We have, the Taz brings down three Shitas. Right? Rashi, the Shultas, the Mechanan. What does Rambam hold? Rambam says, Vez Yud. So Rambam starts with the case of Shnayim Shach. So, Zem it's had Zem it's had Zer. Shneim it's had, yeah. Shchotik Shem. Chayin Shneim Shalos Shnei Sakinim. It's also good. Shneim Mekayim is B'tzavar. Shchotik Shem. Shchotik Shem. So it just matters, really, right from here, the question, what is the Rambam hold? Yeah? Where's the case of Machlekes, and what is the Rambam hold of the other Shitas? So Mag Mishnah says that when the Rambam goes on to say, we'll get back to the same thing. Shachet zeh veshet vilvad, ayruboy, v'shein shachet b'mokim acher, akona, ayruboy, arei shchita duk sheir. Okay? Api shein shchita kula b'mokim echa. The Rambam, so the Mag Mishnah says, this is the Ben Echanan. So he learns the Gemara like the Ben Echanan. The Rambam says, Afilu shachet zeh veshet vilvad, Oy Rubai, Vasheni, Shaka Bemokam Acher. Hakon Oy Rubai, it's kosher. So who's that? Rabbi Chananel. That Shnayim Shalom Mekayim means the Khan of the Vashet. So Chai learned the Gemara like Rabbi Chananel. Okay? That's the Kharapash. Now, Christ's question is though, what does Ramam hold the Gabi the Shiltis? What does Ramam hold the Gabi the Shiltis? Okay, so that's what we have to figure out over here. So the Magen Mishnah wants to say, the fact the Rambam says, "Ma'afilu shochad zeh veshet b'vad, ayruboy v'sheini shochad b'mokem acher." Afilu, the Hayini wants to say the Rambam is being Rambam to the Shultis, and Mechanan is a bigger chiddush than the Shultis. Now the Shultis. In one simon, you didn't check all in one place. So therefore, you might think, like I was saying before, maybe Rechanel argues the Shultis Taka and says that it's not going to work because you need the roiv in one place. Now it's mefras. We need roiv in one place, and that Rambam says, even when it's a two different simonim, two different places, it's good. And also the Rambam says, v'af apish ein hashchit the kul makim echa. See, Rambam says he told him in two different simonim, it's okay in two different places. Yeah. Then he says, even though what's he adding? Api shen shchita b'kul makim echad. He already said he told you. When it's even involved there, the api and even. So what does he want with that? Says the Magen Mishnah L'chayra. Okay, Rambam means to say even in one simon, if it's not makim echad, it's not a problem. Just like we're saying. Yeah?
And by two simanim, it's okay. Ram says, V'afal pi she'en eshchita v'kula makim echad. Meaning he's being Ramas to the shilvas as well. I want to tie in him more, maybe even with Ram said before. V'chein shnayim sh'ofsu shnei sakinim. Yeah? V'shochtu ke'echad. V'shnei mekayim is b'tzavar. Sh'nozim k'sherim. Right? So chayr, it's b'feirish, chayr in the Rambam. I don't want the Magmishna has to make the Yukim. Chayr is b'feir of Abraham. Huh? You didn't hear? Rambam says, Shnaim Shachu Sakin, one's holding here, one holding there. That's Kshay, they're holding the same knife, that's kosher. Yeah? Even though the Rambam is passing him a fras, not a problem, he still brings the Kim to the Gemara. Hey, we've got to be kosher chumas, yeah? V'chein Shnaim Shachu, Shnei Sakinim, V'shachtu Ke'echad, V'shnei Mekayim B'tzava, Shtosim Ksheira. So it's not muchav there. The shultis. You're not talking about two simanim, two different simanim. Then he goes on to say even two different simanim. Two shachas zebesh and a rubai in two different places. This din of the Rambam. V'chein shneim shachshu shnei sakinim. V'shachtu ke'echad. V'shnei mekayim es betzavar. What does that mean? What? Like Rashi?
Yeah.
Huh? Like the Arzrua Chan Rashi. So he's saying more of a chiddush. I'm saying minimally he's saying the shultis. Okay, if you're telling me he's saying even Rashi, that's a bit chiddush. Cheshon Shachtu Vishnei Sakinim, Shachtu Kecha Vishnei Mekayim Es Betzavar. He doesn't say one's, what does Shnei Mekayim Es Betzavar mean? Up and down or around?
Okay.
And I think it's more of a pashut around, no? Takbam Mechayra, here the Ram of the Fair is like the shoulders as well. We didn't go back.